Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. I am very glad to see you again after my graduation. I would like to thank Pastor Sammy Williams, sir, and Cornerstone Community Church for giving me this great opportunity to preach the God's Word. Do you know this song, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus"? This song lyrics are taken by the last words from the Nagsek. He's from Meghalaya. Because he believed in Christ, the village chief and the people, they dragged him out of the village and they warned him, "Nagsek, you have to stop follow Jesus." And he said, "No." So the village chief and the villagers, they killed his two sons in front of him. And again asked him, they said, "Nagsek, you have to stop follow Jesus." And again he answered, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back." And again they killed his wife as well in front of him. In the situation he said, "The world is behind me, the cross is before me." While saying these words, they killed him as well. By expression of his faith, the village chief and the people, they came to know about Jesus Christ. Many are known about Jesus Christ. Nagsek understood that our life is like a race. Our Christian life is like a race. We need to endure unto our death. My dear brothers, we are living in a world. So much opposition is there. Recently we can know that incident of Sri Lanka bomb incident. You may face some difficulties and trials. It's becoming very difficult to live a Christian life now. But the important thing is how you are responding to the difficulties and trials in your life. My dear brothers and sisters, this sermon will encourage you to live, to run in the Christian race. Please turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 192. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 192. "Therefore, since we have so great cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which is easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of throne of God." The title I have given this passage is "Run with Endurance the Race of Faith by Looking at Christ." Run with endurance the race of faith by looking at Christ. Look at last part of verse 1. We can see here, "And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Here we can see the athletic terms the writer was used to express the Christian life is like a race. When we observe the verb "run," it's a continuous action. In the Greek, agon means it needs a lot of pain, it needs sweat. So it's a continuous action, it needs a lot of pain. And also, one more word I want to see, that endurance. Endurance, that means patience and aggressiveness. We need to run in the race continuously and with patiently. How we need to run, where we need to run, is given in verse 2. Verse 2, see, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus." Our goal is Jesus Christ. We need to run our Christian life to reach our goal, who is Jesus Christ. That's why I have seen the theme of this passage is run with endurance the race of faith by looking at Christ. Three motivations to run with endurance in the race of faith. Three motivations that we are going to see from this scripture that will help us to run with endurance in the race of faith. First motivation that we can see from this scripture is look back to the examples of faith. Look back to the examples of faith. Look at verse 1, first word, therefore. Here, the therefore is very crucial transition. It's crucial transition that offering the emphatic conclusion on chapter 12. It's actually this part started in the chapter 10 verse 19. Chapter 10 verse 19 it started. See verse 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus. The portions were started in chapter 10 and also chapter 11. We can see the heroes of faith. Chapter 11, we can see the heroes of faith. And he is telling that by looking at them. Verse 1, see. Since we have so great cloud of witness surrounding us. Here the word witness is interesting. This word means they are not only watching us, but they are witnessing us to our faith. They run before us in the Christian race. They are not necessarily watching, but they are giving an example. They are witnessing our faith. This term also used in the athletic terms. Why? Because in the chapter 11 also, this witness word, 5 times he mentioned in chapter 11. 5 times he is mentioned about only witnessing, not watching. So they are witnessing our faith. And in chapter, coming to the chapter 12, he's telling that by looking at them, by taking an example of them, you have to run with endurance in the race of faith. Is motivating the believers to run. But here is the two problems that we may face while we are running in the race of faith. Here is the two problems that we may face while we are running in the race of faith. First problem we can see from the scripture. His first problem is hindrances. Look at verse 1. Let us also lay aside every encumbrance. See, here we can see the word let us. Let us, the writer is calling all believers to join in the race. And also, we are the only persons who are running the race, but already some persons are, they have finished their race. Old Testament saints and the many missionaries. We are not only the person. And it's telling that the writer is inviting the believers all together to run in the race. And he's telling that let us lay aside. Lay aside means keeping away far from you. What? Every encumbrance. Here the every encumbrance means hindrances. He used the same athletic terms to express this thought. The athlete, while he is running the race, he will remove all of his extra clothes and the extra weighted things from him, like mobile and coat and laptop, something else like this. He will remove all the extra weighted things. Like that, he used that picture to express our Christian faith. You need to remove all the hindrances from you so that you may run more effectively in the race. And he's telling that in this context, the Levitical system, the Hebrews are following the Levitical system. They are much more emphasizing on the outward appearance rather than the inward things. So that's why he's telling that that hindrances that Levitical systems are hindering them to not to run effectively in the Christian race. So that's why he used the picture to say to them, Hebrews. So here we can see that, do you know that recently Indian government has banned the Tic Tac app and also PUBG game. You know, you heard about it? PUBG game and the Tic Tac. Why? Because of so many young people of, they are addicted to it, they are losing their lives. Recently 10 young men were died in my place while playing the PUBG game. Because of the violence and the tension, they died. So there is like a hindrance to them. Why I use this picture? Because of we are also use some of the our addiction, some of the hindrances in our life. It may be a mobile. Have you ever checked how many hours you are using mobile in a day? So some of the hindrances we have, Tic Tac and the PUBG game may not hindrance you, but you may have something else that will hinder you to run in the Christian faith more effectively. That may be your job, that may be your money, that may be your profession, something else. But you will have something else that will disturb you. That will disturb you, that will hindrance. That will cause you to not to grow in spiritual life. And that will cause you to not to spend more time with fellowship. My dear brothers and sisters, check yourself. I don't know about your hindrances, but you will know your hindrances. Check yourself. What is my hindrance? What is causing me to not to grow in fellowship with God? Check yourself and take away from you. It not necessarily a sin, but it will become sin that will disturb you in your Christian faith. That is the one problem writer has mentioned. And second problem also we are going to see from the scripture, that is unbelief. See, look at verse 1. The sin which so easily entangles. Here, the sin, the specific sin the writer is mentioning about. In this context, the specific sin is unbelief. See, the Levitical system, they are ignoring the greatest sacrifice of Jesus Christ, but they are still continuing the animal sacrifice. They still have an unbelief. And they are failing to trust God in all the ways. That's why the writer calling them about the unbelief. Why the unbelief is sin in this passage? We can see chapter 11 we can see the many times like by faith Abraham, by faith Sarah, by faith Moses, like many times we can see chapter 11. So the unbelief is opposite to faith. So chapter 11 is talked about faith, and chapter 12 he is referring to the same specific sin. The sin which so easily entangles. So you use that picture. So he is telling that easily entangles means that easily take you away. That easily cause you to not to run effectively in the race. You may know that, but that will affect you, that will disturb you in your race. Chapter 11, we can see the example of Abraham. when God said him to go, he just obeyed and he moved. He don't know where to go and what to do. But and also it's too difficult to go with all his treasure and with all his animals and the things. But just God said go, he said he moved. Just he moved his journey. Even though he is a father of faith, he got struggle with the sin, that unbelief concerning the children. But the unbelief that will easily entangle us, easily disturbs us. That's why the writer is warning the believers about these two problems. That is the hindrances. You need to be careful with the hindrances and you need to be careful with the unbelief that may disturb you. My dear brothers and sisters, this will disturb us sometimes. Like, we will struggle with the sometimes when our future is uncertain. When our future is uncertain, we'll struggle. We'll doubt God. You may worry about your family, how to provide, how to survive in the future. This time, you may have some unbelief, but you need to know that you need to be carefully trust on God, because of He is your provider. He is Almighty God. He knows everything. He will case for you. So there is no room for unbelief in our life. There is a second problem that is given to us. And the writer, he is giving us second motivations that will help us to run with endurance in the race of faith. That is, first one is telling that look back to the examples of faith. And second motivation is telling that look up to the object of faith. Look up to the object of faith. Verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. Look at verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing means it's intently seeking to reach the goal. Here the author is telling that Christ is the object of our faith. So we need to continuously, intently, we need to seek our goal, who is Jesus Christ. The athlete terms he used all chapter. This is also same picture over here. That is, athlete will focus on his goal. If he not focus on his goal, he may not run effectively. So he used the picture, when the athlete focus on the goal, he will run more effectively. So like that, in your Christian race, you need to be focused on Christ, fixing your eyes on Jesus. It needs to be a continuous action. It needs to be intently, you need to seek for Christ. And he is telling that by looking at Christ, you need to run with endurance in the race of faith. And also he is reminded true facts about Jesus Christ. First fact about Jesus Christ is Jesus is the author of faith. Jesus is the author of faith. Look at next word of verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author. Here, the author means is the originator, is the source of our salvation. He only started our salvation. Because of we never start our salvation, because of our stage, before our salvation, we are dead in our spiritual stage. So He only regenerated us and He only given us a new life. He only started. He only originated our salvation. And chapter 11, we can see the many examples of heroes of faith. But they are not the person who started the salvation. They are also sinners like us before their salvation. But Christ himself, he regenerated them. He started the salvation. He only originated our salvation. So that's why he's telling about the truth about Jesus Christ. He only started your salvation. So you need to know who he is, who you need to fix your eyes. He only started your salvation, is telling that. And second fact is reminding the believer, Hebrews believers, that is, Jesus is a perfecter of faith. Jesus is a perfecter of faith. See, next word of verse 2. And perfecter of faith. Here, the word, the perfecter, refers to the specific person. He is Jesus Christ. Christ is the perfecter of faith. The perfecter means, is expressed the idea of carrying through perfect completion. Carrying through the perfect completion. He only started our salvation. He only carrying through the complete salvation in our life. So, in our life, we'll never lose our salvation. Why? Because we are not the persons who started our salvation. We are not persons who going to stop our salvation. It's all God. God himself. God's actions. Our salvation is secure in the hands of mighty God. And demanded of these two truths, and he's telling that fixing your eyes on Jesus and know who he is and run in the race. Joel and John, they taught me the football in my second year. And we know in football, the goalkeeper should fix his eyes on the ball. Otherwise, he will may not success in his game. He will lose. So, like that, he used the picture, like athletic terms, he is telling that you are also in the race of faith. You are also Christian athlete. You need to be fixed your eyes on Jesus. That needs to be continuous action. In the football, couple of members are playing with you and many are watching you. But you need to be careful not to disturb with them. But you need to be fixed your eyes, continuously seeking and intently seeking who is your goal, Jesus Christ. And walk and run in the race of faith. My dear brothers and sisters, you are in the race of faith. Your goal is Jesus Christ. You should intently and continuously seeking Christ all the time in your life. Your object of your seeking is Christ. If your object takes another place, another object, that will cause you problem. If the athlete object is fixed on different audience and something else from beside him, he will may not success in his race. So like you, you are in the Christian race of faith, fix your eyes on Jesus. Continuously run with endurance in the race of faith. And we need to remind it of the things which the writer reminded us. That is, we are not qualified for this race. We are not qualified for this race. But he only qualified us for this race of faith. And he is only bringing us to the completion. How great God we are serving. So, my dear brothers and sisters, always keep your focus on Jesus Christ. And run with endurance in the race of faith. Third motivation that will help us to run in the race of faith is look forward to the joy of faith. look forward to the joy of faith. First one, look back to the examples of faith. Three directions. Look back to the examples of faith. Second one, look up to the object of faith. Third direction, look forward to the joy of faith. Here, look at verse 2. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here, the greatest example of Jesus Christ we can see over here in this verse. Set before him. This word is mentioned in verse 1 in chapter 12. And the same word that used for our Christians and verse 2 that is used for Christ. So like that, he used the same word to express Jesus also run this race. Jesus is our greatest example to take to run in the race of faith. He is mentioning about Jesus Christ, how he endured, how he completed his race. He mentioned, see, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Here, the writer is urging the believers to take a great example of Jesus Christ, how he endured the cross and despised the shame and run with the successfully in his race. His part is over. So next part is yours. What about you? You need to run like Jesus Christ. He's motivating the believers to run like Jesus Christ in the race of faith. My dear brothers and sisters, how will you feel when there is no prize in a competition? You will hesitate to participate in that competition, right, in the race? Because of no prize to us. Why we need to run? It's a waste of time. But, and also, what is the use, what is the joy when we run in the race of faith? He's mentioned the joy as well. What is the joy? He mentioned about Jesus Christ. There is a great joy that set before him, before the Jesus Christ. That is, he is going to be the right hand of God. He is going to be sit with the right hand of God. Here the right hand of God is referring to the great authority and the honor, power, which he is going to have in heaven. And also, we also have the greatest joy that God has set before us. That is, we also have the greatest joy. We are also, once we are going to see Jesus Christ face to face in heaven. And also, we are also going to have the great fellowship with them. There is the greatest joy that God has set before us. By looking at them, by thinking about the greatest joy that you are going to face, that should be motivation to you. That will motivate you to run in the race of faith. You will have prize. You will have prize in your life when you complete your race successfully. And also, have you ever think that what motivated the disciple of Jesus Christ and the many missionaries even ready go to the death because of the joy they motivated them. The heavenly joy motivated them even go to the death. They never cared about their lives. They knew that after this life, they are going to have eternal joy in heaven. That motivated them. My dear brothers and sisters, you may lose some temporary things while you are running in the race of faith. That may be money, that may be your time, that may be your profession. But That may be a luxurious life, and but you need to know that the greatest joy that God has set before us, before that joy, these are nothing. These trials and difficulties and these losses are nothing comparing to the greatest joy that we are going to have in heaven. That should be your motivation to run more effectively in your Christian race. In Christian race. At the end of your life, will you be able to say like Paul? 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. He said, I have fought the good fight and have finished the race. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Will you be able to say like this? Apostle Paul, he used his all of energy. He used all of his life to run successfully a race of faith in his life. Finally, he said, I have finished my race. He is waiting for the greatest joy that he is going to have in heaven. Don't forget, my dear brothers and sisters, you are in the race of faith. You're not necessarily walking. You're not necessarily jogging. You should run in the race of faith. You need to take a commitment. Why don't you take a step to run like you never run in your Christian faith, more effectively in the race of faith? May God help us to run more effectively, more fruitfully in our Christian life. May God bless this word. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord. Lord, we are not qualified for this race, but you only qualified us. Lord, we are so thankful for the great sacrifice that you have done in our life, that given us a great joy of heaven. Lord, thank you so much, Lord, for the great salvation that you have given to us. Lord, thank you so much for your word that really encouraged us to run in the race of faith with endurance. Lord, please, Lord, remember each and every brothers and sisters over here. Lord, help them to run with endurance in the race of faith by looking at you, Lord. We need to reach you, O Lord. Christ is our goal. Lord, please help us always reflect on you, always motivated by your word, to run more effectively in our Christian race of faith, O Lord. Lord, please bless each and every person with your word. Lord, help each and every person to not only hear us of your word, but doers of your word, Lord. Bless this community and this fellowship, O Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.